following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We've just gotten out of a very lengthy production meeting here for today's program. Doug Duda, Seth Denny is in the house today. What's up, man?
What is up, Douglas? Good to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you on.
Always a pleasure to be on. You know, I thought I was blacklisted. I thought I was on the way out. I thought you didn't want me in here anymore. And then
Spencer said couldn't be here this week. Greek says he's at Rocky's training camp.
Right.
Colleen has this Hastings clause.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, all the weather people, even Boughton. No, this is perfect hunting weather. Can't do it.
Right.
So, all right.
Fine. Where's
Since I saw
number?
You at the basketball game Tuesday, I went, oh, God, maybe I should ask
that. There is that guy.
Let's see what's going on. Coming up on the show today, Bill Friedman. He is going to rejoin us, Big Ten Network producer. The fourth season of The Journey is going to begin this Sunday, premiere on Sunday. Now, Big Ten basketball, is it? And it always even sounds weird talking about it, Seth, because they want to know about football in Nebraska, and they don't seem to care about basketball. But you know what? And on this, they followed Nebraska yesterday. They had already done some things with Tim Miles, but they followed them behind the scenes for the Michigan game. And I joked with him. I said, why in the hell would you want to do that? I said, is it legal to show that kind of a massacre on television? And then, of course, they keep showing the Big Ten football championship over and over, so obviously it is. But I didn't have to turn away last night. I was able to watch the entire basketball game.
I didn't watch the entire game. I followed the first half a little bit. Then I got to work.
Yeah.
So, but I heard good things. You know, offensively, it's like pulling a plow. But defensively, they were right there, and they were doing some good things. I like Miles, you know, and he's, I think, going to turn this thing around a little bit.
Yeah, well, as always, my statement on that, and for anybody that doesn't know, I was on the other side of the hire, not the man. Like I said, Tim Miles seems like he's a really good guy, and I want Nebraska basketball to do well. It's just that it seemed like the hire was kind of the same hire they've made the last three or four times, which hadn't worked. So hopefully it does. But Michigan, I think it all kind of came together last night a little bit too, Seth, for Nebraska to stay close. They shot really nothing but threes in the ball game. They made enough to keep it close. They never... They never threatened. There was a couple of times, 40-34 was a prime example. Nebraska messed up, and Michigan came down and canned a three, and instead of it being a three-point or a four-point game, it went to nine, and it really just kind of stayed then between six, seven, and nine the rest of the way until they pulled away at the end. Plus, Michigan, they missed a lot of shots until it was time not to miss any shots.
That's what I heard. They missed a lot of shots. That always helps, you know. But second half, you're within two possessions of the number two ranked team in the country late in the game, or with, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes left. That's
on the road.
On the road, you know. So. But they might, I don't know how it works in athletics, they might have been overlooking Nebraska a little.
I would have. I mean, let's face it, and it doesn't get any easier. Nebraska goes to 22nd ranked Michigan State Sunday, 5 o'clock. That's the cool thing about the BTN, I guess. Pluses and minuses. I know John Cook from time to time doesn't like to play volleyball on a Sunday, but to get everybody on TV, they'll play at different times. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, for instance, just like 3:30 last week. But then Nebraska gets three of their next four at home, and maybe, even though Illinois is ranked and it seems like everybody's rated in this conference, maybe they've got a chance to put some wins on the board. So we'll talk about that here in just a second. Also, Shelton Boys coach Matt Walter is going to join us. They're 8-2, and their only losses are to undefeated Kennesaw and state-rated Bruning Davenport. They get Ravenna tomorrow night, so we'll talk with him about their season so far. You're always welcome to join us on the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Pop inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Bill Friedman joins us here, Doug Duda and Seth Denny on the Doug and Daddy Show this Thursday. Bill, great to catch up with you again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, football season's over, so now everybody's just waiting for National Letter of Intent signing day and spring practice. But as you
come
heard,
come on, it's basketball season, guys. We've got a great 3 months ahead of us,
and it is a fun time. It's just that, as you heard us talking about, I mean, in Nebraska, you pay attention to what the Huskers are doing, but let's face it, there's nothing to follow yet. And we joked a little bit yesterday as we were setting up the interview that you guys chose to do Nebraska-Michigan, and you have to pick your place to do a couple of teams at the same time. Nebraska was not embarrassed last night, and I guess that's where the state of the program is. We're happy that Nebraska was not embarrassed.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons we wanted to follow Nebraska in the first show is because, the Big Ten for the last 4 or 5 years in terms of men's basketball coaches has been a pretty stable league. You know, a lot of these guys have a lot of tenure, and it doesn't look like many of them are going anywhere anytime soon. So when we do get a new coach in the league, I always find it to be intriguing and compelling, and you want to find out what makes that guy tick and what's his style and how is he trying to, you know, build the program. And, you know, so that's why we decided to follow Coach Miles and the Huskers. And, you know, they I talked to my producer who was on site this morning, and he said they got some really cool access, some things that, you know, in terms of pulling back the curtain, you know, I think we were able to really do that on this episode with the Huskers.
What'd you think of Miles, Bill? He seems like a funny guy, a great guy. That's the persona we see around the state when he's in front of the media. You like him?
Well, absolutely. I got a chance to speak with him at Media Day a little bit, and obviously seen some of his interviews. You know, I think the guy's really sharp. I mean, one of the things you can't argue with is his track record. You know, this guy has gone into some, you know, you guys are lamenting a little bit how tough a job it is to build a program in Nebraska. I mean, look where this guy has built programs before that, you know, went from nothing to something, and in many cases to really competitive teams and tournament teams. And I think so. I really like that about him. I love how candid he is. You know, he's honest, and he's not gonna, you know, he acknowledges the challenges that will exist this year and probably into next year. But I think he can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, we've seen the facilities they have there. You know, obviously you guys are building the new arena downtown. You know, so he's got a lot of things that other schools in the conference that, you know, maybe right now might have a better team would love to have. So that's half the battle. And now it's just getting players to believe in his system and believe in his vision. And I think when he gets those guys there, the guy has shown he can coach. You know, what he did last night I thought was genius. You know, Michigan had, I believe, averaged 90-some points its first two games, and they held them to 62. And, yeah, sure, maybe Michigan didn't shoot the ball as well as they could have, but some of that was strategy and coaching, and I think that's a good sign.
Season low 39% shooting for Michigan last night, and that's Nebraska's game. I know Michigan expected that kind of style in the game last night. We're talking with Bill Friedman, a producer from the Big Ten Network. The Journey, Big Ten basketball, debuts this Sunday. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect, Bill.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, we've already acknowledged the fact that we'll have a pretty big segment on the Huskers. You know, we got to do some really neat things. Our producer went out to Nebraska on Monday. We did some interviews. We flew on the team plane, you know, which we'll have some footage of, to Michigan, watched them practice, do their film session in Michigan. And then, you know, we were in every huddle last night. We were in the locker room pregame. So there's some really neat stuff. I think if you want to have a sense of what a road trip is like in the Big Ten, you'll get that from watching that. You know, we also, in a couple other places, we did something with Keith Appling, the point guard that Nebraska fans will get to see at Michigan State on Sunday. He's got an interesting story. We did something with Victor Oladipo, you know, who's arguably been Indiana's MVP so far this year. I think he's shooting over 60% from the field. Incredible lockdown defender. Gets words of wisdom from a two-time NBA champion, so that's kind of neat to see in this episode. And then the last story, which I think, you know, some people in Nebraska will really enjoy as well, is we followed Coach Mata, Thad Mata from Ohio State. You know, he's from a small town near Champaign in Illinois called Hoopston that prides itself on being the sweet corn capital of the world. I've actually been there and can say the sweet corn is quite good there, although,
nice.
You know, I just letting you know, but their high school, Thad was a great high school player, and his greatest games in Illinois came in the state tournament at Assembly Hall, you know, where the Illini play. So we went back and visited his hometown, and then we shot the game when Ohio State played at Illinois, kind of a neat little memory lane for Thad a little bit. And you know, just as a point of reference, the nickname of his high school is the Corn Jerkers, not the Corn Huskers, but the Corn Jerkers. So there's no licensing issue there, but kind of a neat thing.
You know, the interesting thing is we're trying to change Corn Huskers to Corn Jerkers in our state. You know, there's kind of a petition going on here.
Better than bug eaters.
That's true.
That's right. You know, looking at the Big Ten, can you believe, Bill, how competitive this conference is this year? I mean, it is unreal top to bottom.
Well, it's funny, you know, we had a couple conversations in the office this morning and even last night. You know, I'm 39 years old. A lot of my colleagues here are about the same age, and we all remember as kids growing up in the mid-80s, like, this is what it was like, you know, where every night of the week it seemed like there were two really good teams playing each other. And last night when we turned on and it was, you know, one of the games was Minnesota-Illinois, we're like, yeah, it's kind of what it was like. And it's a tough league. I think, that, you know, the top six teams, there's a little bit of a divide. There's the top six in my mind, and I'm no pundit. I'm just an observer. You know, I think it's Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, Illinois. Probably that's the top half of the league.
Right.
You know, there's those six. And then I think Wisconsin, Iowa are maybe like a half step behind, but not very far. I think Purdue is going to get a lot better as the year goes on. I think they're a team that has a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing, and as Coach Painter works his magic, I think you'll see them improve. I think you've already seen it. They beat Illinois. Obviously, they gave Ohio State a pretty decent run the other night. And then, you know, the bottom half, you know, again, I think it speaks to the depth of the conference. It's like, I don't think a game at any of the other schools is a no-brainer mark it down as a W. You know, like when any team comes to Nebraska or Penn State or Northwestern this year, like, they're going to get a game. And any of those teams can beat you on any night, any of those teams above them. So I think that's what makes it interesting. I think you look at some of the other leagues in the country this year, there's some teams that just don't have a chance every night. And I don't think that's the case in the Big Ten, even going down to the 11th and 12th teams.
That's us. Northwestern, yeah. Nebraska, Penn State, when they play each other. Come on, guys. Come on. Bill Friedman, producer with the Big Ten Network, with us for just another minute here. Bill, I don't know if you've heard the exciting news, but yet another opportunity for the Big Ten Network to showcase a sport now that Nebraska has approved and will be playing varsity sand volleyball starting this spring.
That's right.
We saw that, and I was like, that's awesome. I was like, I want to see what the court looks like, you know? So I think that's great, and you know, I'm sure we'll try to put some of those on the air, because I've honestly have never seen a collegiate sand volleyball game, and I think that would be great.
Well, we're both of us obviously from Nebraska. We grew up here, and the springs in Nebraska, you know, they're gorgeous. There's nothing like spring in Nebraska. You know, you go out to Lake McConaughey out west here, Bill. and you get sand volleyball going in late February, then you got something.
I'll take your word on that one.
Tonight, the Nebraska women are taking on Indiana. Anything else, Bill, you want to touch on? Some other projects that might be going on? You guys always seem to have something rolling, even outside the journey.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting ready. I mean, I hope you guys got to see the football show, which I thought turned out, you know, really well, and we got some great Nebraska content on the air. You know, obviously doing some stuff on Kenny Bell, I thought was the best stuff we did on Nebraska. What an interesting guy. And, you know, we're getting ready. You know, right now my focus is on getting the basketball journey, you know, off to a successful start and another good season. And got some projects we're kicking around for next year, but I think you guys will like them when they come to fruition.
Hey, Bill, that sounds great. It was great meeting you at the Big Ten Football Championship game. We were still happy when we were talking on the sidelines.
I remember it vividly, and yes, I remember that it was early in the game. Yes, I remember.
Bill and I got to watch Taylor Martinez's run kind of in the same general vicinity coming right at us.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, still to this day, maybe one of the best plays I've ever seen.
Fabulous
in
play.
What a play.
Well, Bill, we always appreciate it. We'll keep in contact, and thanks for the time. And, folks, it debuts on Sunday. We're looking forward to seeing it.
Appreciate you guys having me on. Always happy to talk.
Hey, take care, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill Friedman with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, coordinating producer for the Big Ten Network. And again, the journey, Big Ten basketball, with a lot on Nebraska in this debut, this premiere of 2013, is Sunday on the Big Ten Network after the Nebraska-Michigan State basketball game. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's do some stories on Michigan, Penn State, and Northwestern, or Nebraska, Penn State, and Northwestern early, because there might not be much to do late. But it doesn't matter. It's coverage. It's exposure. Mm-hmm. You'll get to show these potential recruits that are going, why would I go to Lincoln? You show them the facilities. You show them the new arena. You get some speak from Tim Miles. You show that they just went on the road against number two Michigan and gave them something. Maybe mm-hmm. not all they wanted, but gave them a game.
Yeah, you get to see the practice facility, which is great. You know, yeah, you get in the huddle. You hear Miles. You get in on the plane, like he said. So, yeah, there's nothing but good that can come out of that.
And it's where the program's at, but everybody realized, I think, what happened last night, because at a certain point in the ball game, I went from Eaton to driving to a different place, and I was catching part of the broadcast with Kent Pavelka and Matt Davidson, and it was during a timeout early in the second half, and even Kent Pavelka acknowledging, you know, guys, I know we're still down right now, 6-8 points, but it was just like Kent Pavelka was even surprised how Nebraska was hanging in this, because the last few years, everything on the road has just been a beatdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was the same way. I went and grabbed a bite to eat, and they were down, you know, what, 5 at the half?
Yeah.
And I'm scratching my head going, how is this happening exactly?
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome. We got 20 points, and we're down 5. Siobhan Shields steps up last night, a freshman getting a lot of pub for his play.
Yeah. Siobhan Shields, you know, he looks like a basketball player, and he's pretty good. He had some good moves last night. You know, you look at Pavelka, and here's a guy, when I was a kid, I'll never forget, we were playing at Iowa State. And I was tuning in as a child listening to the Clones destroy Nebraska. And I remember Pavelka, it was a 25-point game.
Oh, no.
And Pavelka said, a bucket here cuts it to 23. I'm going, wow, really? This is what I have to look forward to as a Husker fan.
Inside to Julius Mikalik and the Clones. Sounds like the Clones, did they get hosed last night? I didn't really read that. They took Kansas to overtime.
Oh, right.
And not every, of course, you have to look hard to find an Iowa State fan, but ex-producer of the show, Crazy Chris, on social media, was not happy. Happy with the Clones, but said, hey, come on.
There was some robbery going on there.
He goes, the officials turned into Kansas officials in overtime, make sure that they didn't lose. Yeah, whatever. We just like to be in that situation.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here before we go to our first break of the morning session. Doug Duda and Seth Denny. This comes from Monty in Kearney. He says, watching last night was like watching Seth try to play post. Tried hard. Just outman.
Oh, man. Easy, Monty.
Hey,
man.
Before we go to break, come on. McCook, number one in the state in Class B. What's going on? And they're coming to Kearney Catholic in a couple of weeks.
How about that? Seriously. I was preaching that. You know, I walked in the door at home, and my kids were like, what's the big smile for, Dad? Bison, number one, baby. Eat it.
We poke jabs at you a lot, though, but I'm I'm pretty much guessing you still got some McCook Bison gear around that you can sport with no problem.
I asked Coach Gum, the track coach at McCook, a legend out in Bison land. I said, get me the oldest track jacket you've got. I mean, dig it out. The oldest he could get was like 97. I was like, that's way too young, man. So I've got that in the house, but you know.
Hey, we're going to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda and Seth Denny, glad to have you along with us. And folks, if you're getting ready to go out for lunch here today, how about checking out Cunningham's? They'll have Big Ten Network on. They're showing replays of last night's games. And, of course, anytime you want to go in for lunch, you can get a domestic draft along with a specialty burger for only $6.49. Maybe you're knocking off. Maybe you're that shifter that gets off at 12 noon or 12:30, and that's the start of your day. Or try a pizza. They've got great pizza. You can get one for the whole crew or just a personal one. Some good barbecue. Oh, man, they got some great brisket, bacon-wrapped shrimp, and burgers out of this world. Anytime, lunch, afternoon, evening, the kitchen is always open for you at Cunningham's to watch your favorite sports and to get an icy cold beverage with the coldest draft beer in town. Whether it is food, whether it is sports, whether it is live entertainment, they've got it for you at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney, where Thursday is always fun at Cunningham's. When we come back, oh, baby, you didn't think there was a national championship in football in this state. You would be wrong. Plus, a big commit lands for the Huskers yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
I have something serious to say. So from this point forward,
I'm going to use my serious voice. At Little Caesars, we've always been serious about quality ingredients, making our dough fresh from scratch every day in each store, while some places use factory-made or frozen dough. You can tell by my serious voice how serious I am. Seriously, I'm serious. Little Caesars. When it comes to quality, we're serious.
Pizza, pizza.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
It's the Super Bowl prize party that keeps on giving. From Cunningham's Journal and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Register at Cunningham's or Russell's Appliance and Electronics. You can even redeem ESPN Superstation Superfan Rewards Points. For more entry chances, just log into the Rewards Club store to redeem as many points as you want to for bonus entries. Oh, and about that keeps on giving part? Yeah. Well, if you win the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's, you get to keep the 72-inch big screen TV, a drawing the week before Super Sunday determines the winner.
We'll see skies turn cloudy across the area today with some scattered showers possible later today as well. As temperatures top off at around 40 degrees for a high. Winds will stay to the southeast at 10 to 15. Tonight, some drizzle is possible. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Seth Denny, my co-host here. We were just talking during the break. I said, have you been anywhere? Have you been doing any traveling, or is it just following the Whippets? Minute went up and had that Valentine Ainsworth swing. I know that there are certain schools that, like Lexington, every year either the boys or the girls go out west and they play Gearing, Alliance, and Scott's Bluff. Three straight nights, and when Minden goes up, they play Valentine and Ainsworth Friday night, Saturday afternoon. one of the amazing stories to me is how Ainsworth has turned some things around up there. And of course, we come to find out Jesse Carr's little sister is playing girls basketball up there, and that's the main reason.
But, right.
I mean, there are schools that just got pounded 2 or 3 years ago, and all of a sudden they're like 8-2 or 9-2 right now.
Boy, that's good to see, too. Hey, funny story.
And, I'll determine that.
Well, this will be funny because you were there this. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. And I've been involved in, I've seen countless basketball games. I've been in funny situations at games. I've seen some weird stuff. I was filming a game out west in North Platte when I was sports director out at KNOP, and there's 50 people in the crowd. It was a Mid-Plains game, and I got hit in the coconuts by the basketball. And everybody thought that was funny, but me. You know,
well, of course, because you didn't get it on film.
Exactly.
You were holding the camera.
So everybody was, that was hilarious. Well, this takes the cake for that. Last night, or Tuesday night, Ravenna, Minden, girls basketball. Minden finally pulls away. Coach Chrome starts to empty the bench, puts in Addison Woodward. Good kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where I'm going with this?
keep on. Yeah.
She goes to the scorer's table and has a devil of a time getting the warm-up top off. It's one of those zip-up things. We've all been there where you start to pull off before the zipper's undone, right?
Excited to get in.
She's excited to get in. She gets tangled up in that thing. By golly, it was 30 seconds.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking. If I would have had my phone going, I could have had that. And I'm never one to point and laugh at a kid, unless it's my kid. But, you know... But Addie, funny kid, and she handled it perfect. It came out of that thing with a smile on her face.
Oh, but yeah, I mentioned on the air, 1.5 seconds in, you know you're screwed. You know, you're going, it couldn't be jewelry because they don't allow them to play jewelry.
No.
I think it got caught in her hairband.
Is
maybe.
That what happened?
She had a scrunchie or something in her hair there, and I'm guessing that it must have got caught in that. And by then, it's inside out.
It's inside out. It's a mess at that point.
It's like a hockey guy in a fight when they pull it over their head.
Chrome goes over, and he's no help at all.
Oh no!
I mean, I don't know where to start. He's got a half smile. He feels bad for Addie.
He's thinking, do I got to sub somebody else in? What's going on?
Where's the tape scissors? Where, you know what? But it was the funniest thing. And if I would have been rolling on that, you know, I'm sorry, Addie, but it would have made the news. I mean, that was just top 10 moment. I loved it.
The poor thing is, it's one of those where it's over her head, so she's oblivious to seeing anybody, but she can hear the chuckle starting. You can hear the crescendo start to elevate, and you know, just every second the face inside is getting redder, and you're just going, oh, come on. But then she goes out, gets a steal,
plays great. She's a really good athlete. So, but, oh, man, that was a hoot.
I'm glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything that you would like to join us with, love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike Mularkey out as coach at Jacksonville, and that's just flat out one of those things that they bring in a new boss, and the new boss says, I want my guy. I don't think I'm anything by getting rid of a 2-14 coach, but 1 year. Man, oh man, oh man, he loses his job today. So that's 8 NFL coaches that have lost their job, 6 current openings in the National Football League.
Did you feel bad for, and you know, yeah, 1 year here, but did you feel bad at all for Romeo? I mean, he might have been in over his head, but here's a guy dealt a tough hand too, and it sounds like there are other issues there, and next thing you know, Romeo, who's a good guy, apparently is out on his ear.
That just doesn't matter.
It doesn't. You got to win.
Romeo is one of those guys that has to be a coordinator, it looks like.
Apparently.
I mean, they went 10-6 that 1 year with the Browns and didn't get into the playoffs, and that just makes you go, really? What's it take? 10-6 should get you in every year, right, Bear fan? But it just it just didn't happen, and he's going to be a career
coordinator, yeah. Assistant somewhere, yeah.
Unless Jacksonville gets him. I don't know. Oh, we mentioned going into the break that Nebraska has a national championship and comes right out of the state, or right out of the city of North Platte, America. The Nebraska, wait for it. We've already talked sand volleyball.
Right.
Flag football team won the NIRSA, NIRSA, National Tournament in Orlando, Florida last weekend, beating Angelo State 27-14. Angelo State had beaten Nebraska in the regional, Seth. I don't think you were aware of that.
I was not, no.
Former North Platte quarterback Corey Serrano was named the MVP. Team rallied from 12 down to reach the final, beating Central Florida. Nebraska went 34-2 this season playing flag football all over the country.
What do we got? They probably have this league at UNL, right? They have a flag football league, and I'm guessing they take the best players for this flag football all-star team and go? Or
you know,
who's to say?
You know, the squad had made a tournament in Pensacola.
I mean,
quarterback Serrano and linebacker and corner Kevin Dickens picked as All-Americans.
Wow.
All-American flag football player, linebacker.
Listen.
You think they get the 3 points?
I'm coming for you.
That's right.
Coming for you.
I know the Serrano name in North Platte. Yeah. There have been some athletes, and, you know, that's great. Good for that kid. Something you can hang your hat on.
By the way, Seth Denny, I'll ask you. You're a good Christian American, and I think everybody knows that. What's your take on this whole Ray Lewis deal? In Nebraska, even from some of my psychotic friends who will say and do almost anything, they don't really care for Ray Lewis. They don't like that he is now being viewed as a great guy. They are all on this got away with murder or else covered up a double murder years ago. Folks, if you know about it, you know about it. If you don't, then you're probably still in high school. I have no problem with him doing his dance at the end of the game. They put him in for the kneel down. It is in the moment, and it is now. I can also understand why people want nothing to do with Ray Lewis. I mean, they're bringing up the name OJ. They're bringing up the name Ray Caruth. I mean, some tough criminals that have played the sport of football. What do you think about this whole deal? Because you don't hear any of the national media bringing any of this up.
No. By golly, they're practically worshiping Ray Lewis on ESPN. Everything you get is positive. I have a hard time with Ray Lewis. I really do, knowing what happened, 13 years ago, whatever it was. I have a hard time with that. He's a fabulous linebacker. He's done great things in the NFL, but he has something in his past that, frankly, is shocking, you know, and it's people aren't going to overlook that. If they're fair-minded people, which I am and you are, you're not going to overlook something like that. I mean, my kid, Josh, is 12, and he enjoys watching football and says, man, that guy's a monster. He's incredible, Dad. You know, he's 12 years old, so he doesn't know any of this Ray Lewis 13 years ago stuff. And I said, but here's the other side of that. So I explained what went down, you know, and I think you have to.
What do you think? What's a young kid like that think?
He was blown away by it, you know, and starts to look at the whole deal just like you and I do.
Who else does that, Dad? Who else should I know about?
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's...
Well, all these guys did steroids. That's why they didn't get in the Hall of
Fame. Exactly.
All these guys did that. I think the young kids maybe got lucky that those kids, let's face it, a lot of those people I know in their 20s right now, they're messed up. And I, you know, but I'll be interested if they would happen to upset Denver and they get a little deeper into this where you're looking for more stories. I think this comes up again. I also wonder if Nebraska fans have a grudge against Ray Lewis all the way back to his Miami of Florida playing days.
I mean,
they didn't like him then, and it was easy to not like him because it happened 4 years into his pro career. Mm-hmm. So,
what are you going to do? Be happy that Bernie Kosar's broke now? I mean, come on, give me a break. But listen, some people
Bernie
might be.
Kosar, God, how was he ever any good? But he was cool for him. Now I just totally lost it. You throw Bernie Kosar out at me. Got an email here from John in Kearney. Says, hey, Doug, Brian Kelly interviewing for the Eagles job. Your take? My take is, why would the Eagles want Brian Kelly? I think the Eagles are a broken franchise. I would think it would be tough to go in. And I think Brian Kelly, and again, with no real factual basis here on this one, you're asking for my opinion. I think Philadelphia and San Diego are actually uglier spots right now. You would think that those would be great spots to go coach because they've had success. Weather in San Diego, you got a passionate fan base, although misguided for the most part in Philadelphia. But I think you've got a better chance to win right now in Chicago, Arizona. I don't know if you put Jacksonville in there. What's a couple of the other open spots right now? I just think most of those, even Cleveland, I think you got a better chance to win in some of those spots.
It's so funny in sports, you get the hot name. You get and Brian Kelly's the hot name right now. Next year, that'll change. It'll be somebody else.
Well, for Brian, good time to go because let's face it, this is that point where his recruits will now start representing Notre Dame instead of Charlie Weiss and the guys a little bit, you know, that had built the program. You're through 3 years. Those guys you're recruiting are either sophomores or redshirt freshmen, very few. Maybe you got some JUCO players out there that you got, but it would be a time to bolt, and Philadelphia is an attractive name.
It certainly is, and you wonder what makes these guys tick. I mean, you know, you think about the white-hot pressure, the light that is on him at Notre Dame. You think about going to the frying pan in Philadelphia. I mean, who would really want that, I guess? I mean, but these guys are made differently. I mean, you're jumping into, really, you want to deal with the Philadelphia media?
Here's a couple, going back to our previous conversation with Ray Lewis. My son's favorite athletes a few years ago were Brett Favre and Tiger Woods. Tough conversations to have.
Those are.
Brett maybe wasn't quite, I mean, Tiger was so public with what happened with his life, and we're still not sure what happened, although you don't see Mrs. Favre out and about as much as you used to with her cancer research and her books and things like that. Doug and Daddy Show, Seth Denny with us here. You were going to say something?
No, I was just, you know, you send text messages like that. It's hard on the marriage, isn't it? I mean, a little hard on the marriage, a text message, but...
Well, yeah, when it says, hey, baby, what's going on? I got keys to some of the places in this place here. You come down and do a one-on-one interview.
But yeah, and Brett was one of those guys, you know, hey, their fans loved him. Good friend of mine, John Holfer, super upstanding Christian guy, loves Brett Favre. I like to bring up the idea of those text messages to Johnny, you know.
Well, now you got Lance Armstrong.
Ah, gee whiz, I know it. That's tough, too. But we all knew something was up with Lance. I mean,
I anticipate Lance to say, technically, I guess they're right.
Right.
If he comes full blown confession, I'll be shocked. I'm waiting for it. Technically, I guess I'm guilty. I don't think he's going to take full responsibility for what everybody else is saying.
Yeah, they rarely do.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And you can always throw in some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich at BK. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also, North Platte, which has been getting many mentions on the show today, Lexington, which has also been mentioned on the show today, and Cozad, which we haven't mentioned on the show today. Jared Crick. We'll be back with more other great Cozad athletes. Dishman, Holbein.
Let me think. The Rush.
Pinkelman. What do you got for me?
The Rush running back. Was his name Rush?
No. Oh, no. The kid that went to Pittsburgh State. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Eric Love.
Love. Rush. Well, it's four letters.
Rush went to Myrna.
Well, same area. Suburb of Cozad, Myrna.
There's our Cozad knowledge for the day. Matt Walter, Shelton Boys basketball coach, and more with Seth Denny here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see skies turn cloudy across the area today with some scattered showers possible later today as well as temperatures top off at around 40 degrees for a high. Winds will stay to the southeast at 10 to 15. Tonight, some drizzle is possible. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now, it's 34.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Seth Denny, just popping up here on ESPN National, who's first time eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame next year. Frank Thomas, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux. They'll start talking about Frank being on the stuff, too. Maddux and Glavine, you got to put them both in next year, don't you, Seth?
Well, I'd sure think so. Look at Maddux, 355 wins. Four Cy Youngs.
They reinvented the strike zone for those guys. You kidding me? Absolutely. I'm a Braves fan, so put them both in. They also put Mike Mussina up there. But
hey, Braves fan, no Dale Murphy. He was one of my favorite players back in the day, the Murph, man.
Well, that's because he was the only, well, him and Bob Horner were the only two guys that were any good when they were on TBS all the time.
Hey, Claudel Washington, does that name ring a bell? Bruce Benedict?
Did he have a stint for the Royals or just the Yankees?
Yankees for sure. Bruce Benedict had Omaha ties, I think, the catcher.
Yeah, Creighton, possibly.
I think so.
Yeah. What'd you think? What do you? We've got some of those broad-ranging topics. It's great for sports talk radio, especially on the national scene. Nobody makes the Hall of Fame yesterday. I'd have thought people would have voted for Craig Biggio just because they wanted somebody to get in, and he still came up short. But we talked about it a little bit yesterday on the program, me and Mr. Bushcutter, about Bonds and Sosa is back for me, but Bonds and Clemens, two of the all-time greats, and I don't know. Well, they're just going to have to make a decree. Okay, guys, it's okay to vote for them because they're not getting in otherwise.
They're not going to get in. You know, you just can't. I mean, in my mind, here again, you just can't overlook that stuff, you know? And if they – look, if Bonds wouldn't have done it, I still think he would have been a fabulous player without the roids.
I believe so, too. I don't know if McGuire would have broke down, but let's face it, it didn't appear that he was on the juice until Jose Canseco got a hold of him, and he had a great rookie season setting rookie records, so he got off to a great start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The numbers wouldn't have been
for McGuire,
there.
I said.
Right, right, right. Yeah. You hate to see nobody get in, and there you go. Biggio, he could have got in, you know?
And I don't know what Clemens did in the first half of his career when they started talking about the performance enhancement when he kind of made that when he came to the Yankees and kind of revived his career. I thought he was a Hall of Famer before he was a New York Yankee. 20 strikeouts multiple times. I mean, if you can win with the Blue Jays, forget about it.
Well, he was 20, 21 years old doing all that stuff. You know, he was unbelievable pitcher back then.
Here is a email from Mark. We've been talking about all kinds of things today, like Ray Lewis. He says, but what about forgiveness? A young guy makes one mistake, a big one, but he's got nothing else on his record but football since then. Mm-hmm. Well, as I told a couple of guys, I said, you know what? Ray Lewis is doing his rehabbing out of prison while all the non-athletes in his spot are doing their rehab in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know what? Forgiveness. I mean, we're not going to go into theology here, but
you'll crush me.
Even though
I went to Catholic school.
But you look at forgiveness. One thing is you have to admit you did something wrong. All evidence points to what Ray Lewis did. Okay,
found innocent
though.
Like it or not. Well, you know what? Let's get back to the good old high school sporting life where we love to go out and watch the athletes compete all year long. Shelton boys, 8-2 on the season. Tomorrow, they'll get to take another crack at one of their main rivals as they go to Ravenna. We'll have that doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 and gets underway right around 6 o'clock. Matt Walter, head coach at Shelton, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show along with Seth Denny. How you doing, Coach?
Good. Thanks for having me on. Hey, go Braves.
Hey.
You're coming off a very exciting game against Loup City, who's finally starting to get healthy. And let's face it, that is maybe the first key win. You opened up the season with a key win against Elm Creek. You played a lot of teams whose record hasn't maybe been as good as they'd hoped. And the two losses have been against very good teams that you played well against, especially in Kennesaw. So are you pleased with where you're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, that win Tuesday night was big for us. Starting out the year with Elm Creek win, we knew that they were going to be a tough game, well-coached, athletic group of kids. Then losing to Kennesaw, who obviously we all know is doing really well, undefeated, just beat Giltner. Losing to BDS, we thought we might let one get away there. And then we knew Loup City, it's always kind of been a battle with them. They always play really good basketball, very talented group of kids. And we didn't know if, you know, Rasmussen was going to play or not. And he came out and he played almost the entire game, and really he stepped it up in the fourth quarter for him. I think scored 13 of his 20 points in the fourth quarter. So it was a tough win. It was a gritted out win, and my kids kind of overcame some adversity as well, some success, and ended up coming out with a one-point win. So, yeah, very satisfied. Still have a lot of things that we need to work on, but in general satisfied with where we're at right now.
Coach, it went down to the wire in that Loup City game. You had one of your star players, Luke Glenn, go to the charity stripe with 3 seconds left, and man, he hits one for the game winner. What he say afterwards? I always love to hear what the athlete says after they come through at crunch time.
Well, you know, I actually, when they were pressing us, I actually had one timeout left, and I almost used it right before we turned over the ball. We actually threw a turnover to Riley Lambrick, and that actually got them back to even with us. And I'm glad I didn't use a timeout, because the 7 seconds I called the timeout, and I just drew up a play that Luke was going to inbound the ball and he was going to get it right back and just drive to the hoop. We were in bonus, and I was thinking, if nothing else, you know, if we don't get a foul call, you know, Luke's really good at least getting a shot off. And, you know, you put the ball in your best player's hand, and that's what we did. Went to the line, made the first, missed the second, and actually, I told him after the game I didn't think about even saying anything to him, but missing the second free throw was probably better for us, so they couldn't, you know, take the ball out of bounds and yell some sort of play out that they had. I know they didn't have any timeouts left, but you know, I just said to him, "Hey, boy, make your free throws down the stretch." He was 11 of 14 for the game, which was huge for us. And he didn't really. Luke's not one of those guys that's gonna, you know, talk about himself. He was, you know, the first person that every teammate met when they walked in the door. He was giving everybody a high five because he knew it was a team effort. And he couldn't have done it without them. He's a very humble kid, very great kid to coach. So he wasn't about to, you know, say anything about how he won the game for us. It was all about how it was a team that pulled through. So very good kid.
We're talking with Matt Walter. Shelton is having a pretty good run here with all the boys' sports, whether they're playing football or basketball, and their co-op and wrestling with Kennesaw. They always have some good athletes there as well. And, of course, they got some fast kids that can do some things on that track as well, should they choose to do that. And Matt Walter is joining us here to talk about the basketball team. Coach, we saw you a little earlier in the season. You've got a really solid starting crew. How's the depth coming along with this team?
Actually, you know, our depth just kind of stepped up for us in this Loup City game. Loup City has a really big kid that plays down low, and you know, one of my starting senior posts was having kind of some issues with him, and so I decided to put in some of my bigger juniors that have bigger bodies, the guys that played linemen for us and blocked for Luke Glenn in the backfield on the football team, and put them in, and they did a really great job for us. So I'm a lot more confident in putting them in the game now. You know, they hit. One of them hit an inside shot for us. One of them hit a three-point shot for us. So the depth's coming along. I'd still like to see a little bit more depth so we can run a little bit more, but we're improving every day. I really do think that we are improving every day. So
you've got you guys 8-2. You got Gibbon right up the road 9-1. It's been a while since these two teams have had such excellent records, and it's kind of fun to watch to see the rival up the road doing so well. It could be a showdown, it looks like, on February 9th there, Coach.
Yeah, they come here and they play us, and I would say more often than not it's been Gibbon on the winning side of it. You know, it's always one of those things, it doesn't matter what, you can throw the records out the window when it comes to a rivalry game like a Gibbon-Shelton rivalry, because it really doesn't matter. The boys all know each other, and they all want to win the game. They're all going to play hard. And at the end of the day, you know, Gibbon honestly has come out on the winning side more often than not. And I think the last time we won 2 years ago in my first stint as head coaching, my first year here. We lost last year in a pretty close contest. But they're playing really good basketball. Paul Reinerson's got them playing really well. And, of course, they got the All-Stater and Riley Reinerson, and yep. You know, all their parts are starting to mesh really well together. But I'm hoping by that time of the season, we're meshing even a little bit more than we are so right now.
Well, before we get to that point, you've got 4 of your next 5 games on the road: Ravenna, Wood River, Overton, Blue Hill, heading into the conference tournament with a home game next week against Amherst. I'm sure you wish Ravenna's 7-game winning streak hadn't been snapped over at Minden on Tuesday night, because they'll be refocused, I suppose. But what about this ball game tomorrow?
Yeah, I heard you say that it's a rivalry game. I don't know if you can call it a rivalry when, you know, one of the teams has won almost every single matchup for the last 10, 15 years. But, you know, I remember playing Ravenna when Paul was coaching back in the day when I was in school, and they were good then too, you know, right? You know, Drake's freshman year was my senior year, so I remember that. But in general, they're a good team. You always knew that, you know, after you lose a senior class like they did with Connor, Saborn, and Anderson, you're going to probably lack some athleticism after you lose 3 great kids like that. But in general, they just know how to play basketball in Ravenna. All of them know how to play basketball. They do what they do, and you're not going to stop them. I mean, they're going to do, you know, if they turn over the ball once, they're still going to come back down the court and do the same thing. And Paul Baron just does an excellent job down there with them. You know, I always preach to the kids, you know, records don't matter. It doesn't matter if you have 2-3 wins or if you have 10, 11 wins. Every game you have to go out, be ready to play, be ready to put it out all out there on the floor. And, you know, I've watched them tape on Ravenna. I've actually seen the Minden tape on them, and it was a very good game. Minden came out in the second half, and I thought they shot the ball extremely well, which got them obviously back in the game. And Ravenna's press, I mean, geez, they press the crap out of you, and they do a really good job at it. So,
well, the boys are going to have to handle that tomorrow night, but we expect there to be a great basketball game tomorrow. And, Matt, we'll let you get back to work over there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Coach.
Take care. Matt Walter, head boys basketball coach at Shelton. Yeah, you want to call it a rivalry. He's exactly right, though. The only way it's a rivalry is when it's a little more even. You can play them close, but you got to win a couple. And this would appear to be one of those chances that they've got to win. Shelton has been pretty consistent here over the years. I mean, a lot of their seasons here have been 18-3 type seasons, and Ravenna's always one of those blemishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Coach Lovin told me this morning that's the first time he beat Ravenna, of course, was the other night. And Minden's had some pretty salty clubs in the last
22-1 last year. That was their only loss.
Yeah.
Good basketball out there. Folks, we've got good basketball tonight on our network of stations. Here on ESPN, Kearney High will host Omaha Benson. That's an early 5:15 tip. Kearney Catholic is at St. Paul on Classic Hits 98.9, and those Minden Whippets are home tonight to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. That should be 2 good games. Girls are both right there at 1-2 in the state in their 2 respective classes. That's on the Breeze, 94.5. And again, all of our games live on PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcasts are up almost immediately after the contest is over. We've also got photos up there and schedules, so you can check that out at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Seth Denny with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and we're going to talk with Andy here from Midway in just a second. We were talking about famous Cozad athletes. I have not heard of Ken Terry, but Mark
you
says
betcha.
He was.
Ken Terry, absolutely.
There you go. We could do that almost every day. Who's the greatest athlete in McCook history? Excluding yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, then probably Jeff Kinney, I think, right?
He'd have to be in the top two, wouldn't he?
We've had 7 foot, 1 inch high jumpers, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
So that's... There's some good ones. Justin Coleman, be right up there.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good quarterback,
on the outside chance that Coleman's listening, I put Kenny way up there above that. Come on.
Another quick, funny story. Jeff Kinney's, he used to come back to Minden, and my older brother and I'd hang out with his sons when they'd come back to Minden, to McCook, back mm-hmm. to McCook. And so it was in the summer, and Jeff Jr. and his other son, I can't remember his name, he was my age, they'd bring a football over. We'd be like, well, let's go shoot hoops or whatever. No, let's play catch. So we'd play catch with these dudes, and it'd just be like, oh, man, right at your face and with a lot of velocity, buddy.
I don't want to play catch.
You know what, guys? Let's go play hoops.
If you're going to throw stuff, let's throw it at a hoop, not at my head.
So, yeah.
A former UNK coach has stepped down from his head coaching position. We'll talk about that here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here on ESPN Radio. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are your Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here. And Andy is in with us as 2013 is rolling on. And Andy, over at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, they've got some beautiful vehicles, whether you want new, whether you want pre-owned, whether you need a truck, whether you need a car, they've got everything they need for you.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, things have really gotten aggressive. I'm sure a lot of you that listen to this show actually have opened up your email or opened up your mailbox and seen that right now they got an awesome GM top-off card bonus thing going on where you might only have like $87 worth of points right now on your GM card. They could have gone ahead and topped it off to 1,000 points. It's kind of something that they do about every half a year or quarterly. We never know when it's coming. It just kind of, we get the announcement nice. In an email just like everybody else, but a lot of people have been coming in off of that. You throw into the fact they still got that trade-in bonus cash that is available on the 13 Silverados, and they actually came out with a different program too. It's actually called Owner Loyalty Program, and there's about 50 different vehicles that if you own from General Motors, if you have a registration on it right now, it's currently registered in your name, you can go ahead and get an additional $1,000 off of select vehicles out there. They've made it awfully complicated for us to explain it on the radio. I think they heard about the hassle-free prices and everything we got going on out here. So the best thing that I can tell you, the most information I can give you, is to basically contact us at 234-2496 and just ask us those questions, because there are a lot of different incentives out there. I mean, heck, here's one. If you're right now in a if you're in a non-GM lease – right now, you don't need to trade your vehicle. And let's say right now you own a 2011 Toyota Camry. If you're leasing that vehicle right now, you can actually qualify for $2,000 in incentives on a 2013 Silverado, and you don't even have to trade it in. It's just General Motors stepping up to the plate, being aggressive, saying, hey, right now, if you're leasing an import right now, and the biggest reason is, too, is let's be honest, you know, you're probably not going to want to keep both vehicles, but getting an extra $2,000 is probably going to help you escape that lease a lot easier than if you just have to do it yourself. But there's a lot of crazy things going on. I know some of you heard me have talk about the Omaha Auto Show that's going on. It's a fantastic deal coming up here in a couple weekends. General Motors is actually, you know, they're going to be stepping up to the plate. They got a lot of great things going on. They're going to start with theirs. I think it's around the 12th is when they're going to start having their extra $500 of incentives come out. But there's so many new products. The one thing I'm really excited about is 2013, we're going to put a lot of focus, a lot of emphasis on being a better Cadillac dealership. We are the largest volume Chevrolet store from Lincoln, Nebraska to Wyoming and Colorado. We sold just over 500 new vehicles last year between Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac. But we really want to put a lot of emphasis on being a very sound and aggressive Cadillac dealership. Right now, we actually have 2013 Cadillac Escalade ESV, 2013 Cadillac Escalade, 2013 Cadillac Escalade EXT truck, CTSs, XTSs, ATSs. We got the full kit and caboodle, and it's not something where you come in now and we say, hey, let me show you what it looks like online. I don't have one here. We actually have them all here right now, a great lineup. So if you've ever been thinking about stepping up into that Cadillac line, maybe it's something you've just been kicking around, come on down, challenge all the salespeople down at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and let's go ahead and see if there is something we can do for you.
Folks, be sure to stop by and see them. You can always find out more online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chevrolet, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, have a great day, man.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
I have something serious to say. So from this point forward,
I'm going to use my serious voice. At Little Caesars, we've always been serious about quality ingredients, making our dough fresh from scratch every day in each store, while some places use factory-made or frozen dough. You can tell by my serious voice how serious I am. Seriously, I'm serious. Little Caesars, when it comes to quality, we're serious.
Pizza, pizza.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot, where you can get free whole home basic carpet installation when you carpet three rooms or more. Only the Home Depot has Soft Spring, the new carpet that's durable and softer than ever. So roll out your plans today with free installation when you carpet three rooms or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 6th on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and...
Are you a man? Mancore. Mancore is the brand new cutting-edge formula for all men, found only at Complete Nutrition. Do you want to shrink your gut and lean up to help eliminate those love handles? What if you regain the sex drive you had in your 20s? Ignite your energy and stamina and feel younger than ever. Be the man you used to be. With Mancore's cutting-edge formula, you can lose the gut, ignite energy, and skyrocket your sex drive. Mancore is the tool every guy needs to regain that edge. Mancore. Get to Complete Nutrition today and go from just being a man to being the man with Mancore.
Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, talk to your consultant about adjusting your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
I went back, Seth Denny. I went back. I heard this is what the McCook Bison busted a move to at your senior prom.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
The year was 1990.
Let's go old school Bon Jovi. Just a couple of minutes left here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Because we've been all over the board, Scott and Kearney says... Matt Kaminsky out of McCook. We talked a little bit about the great athletes in a couple of our schools. Of course, you said, hey, how about Ord? Of course, a couple of them right here. I said, you can go, it depends where you want to go. Al Zickman, Rich Ozatoski, Jeff Quinn, Dick Knoll, Bill Gogan. Of course, those are all guys. The gals, I don't think as many people would know that, and that's no diss to those because we had a silver girl that was excellent in everything. But let's face it. The gals, if you're going to pick a gal, it's going to be from the last 35
years. Guys
could go all the way back to the 30s.
No, that's the truth. Yeah, so, absolutely. Matt Kaminsky is doing a good job out at North Platte High School as the boys basketball coach out there. Matt was an excellent athlete, good quarterback at McCook High, and then he had a successful basketball career right here at UNK.
Let's go to our poll question for the day. Would you vote for a known or suspected performance-enhancing drug user for the Baseball Hall of Fame? Yes or no? What do you think, Seth?
I would not. Would not.
Well, suspected, you're a putz if you just suspect it. You better know it.
Well, yeah, you got to know it. Yeah.
I just have trouble with that. You know what? I think I'm leaning towards yes, because I think eventually you've got to address it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people were doing it at that time and point. Our poll question yesterday, which home team is most likely to lose in the divisional round of the playoffs? And 43% said the 49ers to the Packers, 39% said the Falcons to the Seahawks, and then a couple of votes each for the Patriots and the Broncos. NFL guru. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
You know, it's funny. I'm not sure who I have in the Super Bowl yet. I'm not ready to choose that. It's funny how a guy, though, I grew up a Bronco fan, Doug, because of John Elway. Okay, so I grew up kind of a Bronco fan. And when he retired, I thought to myself, man, I really was just an Elway fan here. So now I've turned my allegiance. I don't know if you can do that. Apparently you can, but I'm more of a Patriot fan because of Danny. You know, I'm one of those guys. I follow Woodhead, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Am I a Patriot fan now?
No.
Well, I think I am.
You know my disdain for the Yankees. I don't hate anything in sports more than the Yankees,
right.
But I want to see Jabba do good.
I guess you're right, yeah. But it's more fun when Danny's winning. And I'm not really a Brady guy either.
It's more fun when Danny's scoring touchdowns for my fantasy team. You kidding me? Come on. And he's selling clothing in some random store.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, right.
Can't do that anymore. Before we get out of here, received this information. Cesar Rivas Sandoval, who was a well-liked assistant coach here at UNK, announced his resignation as the head football coach at Fort Lewis last night. Defensive coordinator Ed Rifalato has been named the interim head coach while they search for a replacement. Cesar says, I want to thank the Fort Lewis College for the opportunity to lay a foundation in a football program that needed a solid blueprint to get started. And the athletic director says, we want to thank him for his efforts the past three seasons, been a leader in recruiting, retaining student athletes, committed to helping our young men balance academic, athletic, and civic responsibilities. So, unfortunately, Cesar stepping down for a program that still, you know, has some work to do. They were 6-25 in those 3 years, 5-22 in the RMAC.
Tough gig. Hope he lands on his feet. It's a tough gig in some of these institutions where it's just an uphill fight when you go in, you're trying to recruit. So you hope he lands on his feet.
So there you go. Let's see if I recap the rest of the day in sports from yesterday. UNK basketball teams. We talked about the Husker men. The Husker women will play at Indiana tonight. UNK was swept last night by Missouri Western. They will host nationally ranked Washburn Saturday afternoon. Folks, go out and check out the Lopers at 2 and 4 o'clock. Also, Hastings men, a winner over Concordia. They'll both be at home, men and women, on Sunday because Hastings Wrestling has their open on Saturday in Lynn Farrell Arena. And Nebraska gets Terrell Newby, the number one running back out of California. That is a huge get.
Huge get.
And that's two great running backs on paper coming into the program this year.
And you said it right. On paper, yeah. He's really a fantastic player. Ron Brown, really a big part of recruiting him, from what I understand, him and Kaczynski, right? The other assistant, big part of getting him. So that's great. You know, we'll see what happens. As always, you never know until you get on campus.
And finally, because this is what they like to do when you have to cover the Huskers every day, the Omaha World Herald has found out how much the assistants got their pay bumped. Tim Beck up to $700,000. What do you think about that? Is he a $700,000 assistant coach?
Well, I guess in this day and age, that's where they're at. You know, it seems crazy, but I suppose to retain him, you know.
USA Today, and I'm going by the story here from Sam McEwen, says it doesn't include salaries from many of the private schools. 18 assistants were making at least $600,000 last year. Ohio State defensive coordinator Luke Fickell and Michigan defensive coordinator Greg Madison earned more than $750,000 last year. Ohio State paid the most in assistant salaries among Big Ten schools, with Nebraska sixth, right in the middle, at 2.13. John Papuchis, the second highest paid assistant behind Beck, set to make $310,000 next year.
Wow.
Quite a difference there between your two coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think everyone will agree that the offense is doing a little bit better than the defense is right now. Huskers going to the national title game next year.
What are you throwing that at me
Big Ten
for?
Championship? What do you got? Come on, that's all anybody cares about. We can BS about any sport on here for 90 minutes. It doesn't matter. What the Huskers gonna do?
Yeah, right. Big Ten championship game.
Well,
I don't know about that other thing you were talking about.
Well done. Always make them happy. Leave them happy.
Yes. Believe me, I know.
Anything I need to be watching the next couple of nights with your smiling face? And by the way, folks, I just want to let you know, Seth, without his makeup, still fine-looking individual.
Right.
Anyway, you go. Anything we need to be looking for?
You know, I don't think so. Just tune in. We've got always got a lot of stuff that we're after. The sports guys are all over the place. They got some great highlights. Spence and Dave do a great job.
I want to ask you, because I didn't get a chance to see the news portion here the last couple days. Mm-hmm. You guys been hot on this Kearney City Council not allowing chickens in the city limits?
You know what? This is a big issue. Chickens.
No chickens in the city limit anymore.
No coop for you.
Man, I mean, I love chicken. And what's the coop going to do?
I don't know.
What's the coop going to do?
No chickens in the city limits of Kearney.
That's a big story, folks. We've got more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy Langan's in as my co-host. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs. And to get you ready for the weekend in sports, we want to thank Bill Friedman, producer from the Big Ten Network and The Journey, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Shelton basketball coach Matt Walter. And, of course, the one and only Seth Denny.
Thank you, my friend. Great to be here.
It's great to see you. Good luck tonight to the Whippets and St. Cecilia. Should be a great doubleheader. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.